get down. Oh, you get down.
Second down.
I like to party. Want a party too. I like to get down. I do my boogaloo. You get down. You get down. You want to get down. Who's y'all in town? I said, we'll be right back.
I've been recording since 1955. And look like I'm just learning now. The blues, I got the blues so bad. Sometimes I'm gonna cry, tears won't come down. I got the blues so just brave a day to be coming home with the blues. You got the blues so bad you wanna holler, but the time a little too small. Oh yeah, the time a little too small. Yeah, babe, I've been hurt so bad. I don't know what to do. You won't hurt me no more. You won't hurt me no more. You won't hurt me no more. No way, no way, babe. Son of a gun, I'm a rolling stone, y'all. You can't hate me no more.
stone. I'm a son of a gun. I'm a rolling stone.
That was something by the late, great Clifton Chenier. I got the blues, and I'm sitting here just having a conversation and enjoying every bit of the conversation with Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers. Lil Nate, your mic is on, brother. It's hot.
It is.
And we want to know.
It's hot in here, too.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's good. It's good to have you. It's a surprise. It's an honor to have you in the studio.
I'm flattered. I'm happy to be here. It's been a while.
I know. It's been a while. And next time you come, I'm going to excuse you this time, but next time you come, you will have to bring your accordion.
I will. We
will not welcome you in the studio.
I apologize.
So that's okay. No apology is necessary this time. But next time, you got to make sure you bring a accordion and a washboard, a rub board. I can play. I can keep up with you. I don't have to worry about that.
Okay.
And I won't be like the rub board that used to play with your father over there. Got shot where he sits. I remember that years ago.
Yeah.
We used to tease this guy. Is he still playing with your father, though?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
They're still together. Him, my Uncle Dennis, and Chucky.
Yeah. I remember your uncle who could never, he didn't know how to drive. I remember him then.
Okay.
When he'd ride his bicycle from St. Martinville all the way to Lafayette. And we featured him on a, when the Festival International got started, he, Creole Incorporated, had sponsored a display of artists and artwork right down Jefferson Street. I think where, I can't remember the building where it's located, but the name of the building on Jefferson Street. But anyway, he had brought, he was going to bring some artwork, some of his artwork, and we were upstairs, and I looked down the stairs, we were waiting for him, and I saw this little Datsun car that was trying to park, a little Toyota or something. It was brown, I remember.
Yeah.
And I looked down there, and he was trying to drive into the parking spot rather than back. So we recognized who he was, and I went down there, and I said, yeah, you can't park. He said, man, I'm just learning how to drive. And he would ride his bicycle. And he said, if I remember correctly, he said what prompted him to buy a car or stop riding his bicycle is that someone ran him off the road and almost got killed. And these guys are talking in here loud, huh? They're coming in here. Anyway, but that's when he decided to buy himself a car. And it was amazing to see him. Old Dennis.
Yeah.
Anyway, we brought you in here because you have something that you want to talk about because you have a new adventure.
Yes. The fall of 2013, starting August the 26th through December the 13th, traditional music program has invited me to teach beginning accordion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm excited about that. I appreciate UL Lafayette and Dr. Mark DeWitt for inviting me to be a part of this new adventure.
Yeah. So you got lesson plans and all of that?
We're working on that as we speak. I pretty much have an idea of exactly what I want to do, and Dr. DeWitt is really helping me to kind of organize it and plan it, put it in a lesson plan.
And you have never taught a class before, have you?
I've substituted.
You have?
Several times during my undergrad at UL. I'm actually going to be a choir teacher. I'm getting certified to be a choir teacher. I need to pass the practice exam before I can continue to do so.
Very good.
That's part of my endeavors is to teach choir.
Teach choir.
In a
high school.
Elementary school.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's interesting to know. I didn't know that, the side of you. I knew that you were in music. I know that. And you had received a degree in it. You have a degree in
jazz studies
and music. Why jazz studies, though? Why was that so? Is that something that?
Well, to be honest with you, this new traditional program was my vision, but it wasn't in process yet. So, of course, they were thinking about it when I was getting my undergrad. Uh-huh. I had to do something, and I decided to take up jazz piano, and I took 8 semesters of choir also. This program wasn't in effect, but, you know, it is in effect now, so I'm happy that it is. Mm-hmm. But it's just ironic that this program came along after I graduated, you know. But I'm just happy to be a part of it, whether I'm a student or a teacher. I'm just happy to be a part of it.
You know?
But
one of the things you have to probably credit yourself is that if they're developing a program like that, they saw a need for it, and also they saw the quality of personnel that can actually teach the program, and you one of them, that could teach the program very well. So, therefore, you should acknowledge the mere fact is that they designed it and wanted to see what kind of product that they could get and in order to teach the program, and you are one of the proud products of all and from the university campus and coming back to give something back to the university, which is good.
Well, I'm greatly humbled with that comment you just made because I don't tend to think that I know it all. I've learned a lot being at UL Lafayette. I've learned a lot being around the Zydeco culture, the Creole culture. But it's a learning experience for me also with this new program. I'm going to be learning just as much as the new students are going to be learning because I have to simplify what I do to teach beginning accordion personnel. So it's like it's a learning experience for me also. But I'm excited. I love challenges. This is another challenge, and I'm willing to do it.
Well, you know, when you say you were honored in that, I don't use those terms and complimentary terms and phrases very loosely.
Okay.
I only use it whenever it is deserving.
Thank you.
And seriously, you are deserving of that, and I'm just being honest with my comments.
I appreciate it.
And I'm going to try to come in and sit in one of your classes. Now, where are you going to have what are the classes going to be held?
It's going to be in Onshell Hall. I think it's still Onshell Hall. Am I correct? In room 143. And it's going to be Mondays and Wednesdays from 5 p.m. to 6:15 p.m.
Okay.
And for any students, the course is MUS 329. That's MUS, capital MUS 329.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You got it done, and you got all of that. And I'm trying to find something while as we speak in here because I don't have what I'm looking for. But, oh, yeah, you have one in there. You have some good fingers.
Yeah.
Les bons doigts.
Yeah.
And let me see if I can find this, and we're going to play that because it gives you an example to the audience, to the listening audience, that you do have some good fingers. And you have to have what? You have to have some good fingers in order to be able to be some kind of quality musician, particularly on an accordion. Am I correct on that?
That's a totally different instrument when you get on a button accordion or a piano note accordion.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. And like I said, it's been a challenge for me moving from piano note accordion to button accordion. But I'm learning. I've even took a course with Wilson Savoy a couple of semesters mm-hmm. ago where I took Cajun accordion lessons, and it was a challenge. Trying to play Cajun accordion is a challenge.
It's a challenge.
It is. It is. I don't. To those who doubt Zydeco music, Creole music, and Cajun music, when you get on that accordion, mm-hmm. it's a totally different ball game from any genres of music. And I've learned to respect the Cajun and Creole culture a lot more since I've actually got in that realm and tried to emulate some of the great Cajun musicians right. and Creole musicians, Amede Ardoin, Borsec Ardoin, Walter Mouton, all those guys. Man, those guys can really play. And it's, an art.
It's an art in order yes. to be able to play that. And yes. I'm happy to know that you have recognized that.
Yes, it is.
And I didn't doubt it, of course, that you would have recognized that. But we're going to play something, and we're going to play something by you, of course, Morgan de Bondoir. Now, why did you actually name that and you actually recorded that, though?
My dad wrote that song for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. My dad, we were in the studio 2008 recording mm-hmm. the CD, and my dad is a firm believer of the traditional style of music. I think he's one of my critics, shall I say, that really pushes me.
I would think so, and your uncle as well.
Yeah.
You know, your uncle want to be in control.
But I'm glad.
He wants it. Your uncle, Sid, wants to be in control. Yeah. I mean, control of the family. This is my family. This is what it is.
But we've learned that that's him, you know, so it is what it is. We love you, Sid. It's just going to be what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's the older brother. That's what it
yes,
is.
Yes, yes.
He want to make sure that he keeps the family
man,
intact.
You know, he's like the head duck, and it's like all the rest of the ducks got to follow. You know,
like, let's cool, but
what you're saying about the tradition with my dad and stuff. Mm-hmm. Every time I'm in the studio, my dad, when I tell him, Dad, I'm finishing my album. Oh, you ain't finished until I heard it. Let me hear it. What you got? Oh, no. We got to do this. We got to do that. That's the stomp. The stomp down side of
that's what it is.
And it really keeps me well-rounded. So I'm happy that my dad is around.
Let's listen to that soon. Morgan de Bondoir.
Yeah, you're right.
Mon pense à appeler mon papa. Y'a tu dis comment on t'y gère. Mon lévi ni bon. On l'apprend et on. Mon gueule est bon droit.
Doui.
Mon gueule est bon droit. Mon gueule est bon droit. Mon gueule est bon droit. Get one.
marché. Si coupé, mon bon comme ça.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hello, I'm Georges Collinet. Join me this week for fabulous vintage recordings from back in the day. Oumou Sangaré, Abdelgadir Salim, Los Van Van, Samba Mapangala, and others. That's next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
Soy Fernando Pérez Villar. Únanse a mi programa Espacio Latino este domingo a las 5 p.m. para que escuche buena música latina e información sobre la cultura latina aquí en el sur de Luisiana.
That's Espacio Latino, coming up this Sunday evening at 5 here on KRVS.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
We'll be right back.
36 minutes past 11 o'clock, and we're in the final segment of Zydeco Sound Plus LA. JB, your host, and since 8 o'clock this morning. Been entertaining you, I hope, been entertaining you with the best in sounds of Zydeco music in the entire world we live in right now, including Louisiana, Arkansas, Mississippi, Texas. We are heard live right in those. And if you're outside of those 100,000 watts, you can also go to www.krvs.org and click on Live Music Studio. Listen, like the folks over in Quebec, Canada, and Milan, Italy, who are listening to us as we speak. The Zydeco is all over the world, and it's all being made possible through KRVS 88.7 FM, the station that provides a variety of programs and music, but particularly at 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings until 12 noon, we provide nothing but traditional Zydeco music, and we bring it up sometimes to the younger folks that who stays with us and stay within the rim of all of this. Rufus Darby, I want to say good morning to you again. Wallace Alfred, who's, I know he's home. Raphael, who from Church Point, Louisiana. Jack Huval, who teaches at Northside. He teaches ag, and I had a wonderful time with him. You just have to meet Jack Huval. And we want to say also, Blaze Jolivet, happy birthday to Blaze. He's celebrating a big birthday, and I played your song, You Can't Rooster Like You Used To. So, and that's what you wanted to hear. Leroy Thomas is going to be over at Yesterday's Lounge in Lake Charles tonight. So you got to get your dancing shoes and going out there tonight in Lake Charles. Now, we have Lil Nate and the Big Timers. And he is all excited to become a teacher on a university campus.
Oh, boy. Mr. J.B.
What's up, Doctor?
We're having some fun in here this morning.
We are.
We're waking me up this morning.
We are. Yes, and sir. It's a pleasure to have you whenever you actually come here. And we want to make sure we take advantage of you. So, you know, you've been promising. Every time I saw you over at Lowe's one day, I'm coming over to visit you. Your father said the same thing. I'm coming over to visit you. And look, I'm waiting and holding my breath, and I had to finally release my breath because because I couldn't stand it any longer. Anyway, please just tell the folks again, remind them of why, what you're going to be doing here in the university.
Yes, well, these fine folks at UL Lafayette has created a traditional music program under the great leadership of Dr. Mark Duet, my great friend and one of my professors. This semester, fall of 13, August 26th to December 13th, I'll be teaching the button accordion class for UL students. You can register this at Music 329. That's capital M-U-S 329. If you're not a UL student, this is a lot of questions I've been getting on Facebook and Twitter. If you're not a student, you can contact Dr. DeWitt at 482-6729.
University College.
University College. 482-6729. They'll tell you how to sign up for this course if you're not a UL student. So if you're not a UL student, you can still take the course. You can email them at universitycollege@louisiana.edu. And there's some other great programs on this roster for the traditional music program, such as Cajun and Zydeco History, that's Music 360, Beginning Fiddle, that's Music 327, Traditional Music Ensemble, with a concentration in Cajun music taught by Miss Christy Guillory. That's AMUS 160. You know, so there's a lot of programs on there that you can you can take. Come in, join in, man. And for any UL, non-UL students, you're still allowed to take some
now,
of these courses.
Now, is there an age limit on that?
No, I don't think so. So as long as your fingers are functional. Yeah, I mean, you know.
Well, I was just wondering about that, Dr. DeWitt, and I was asking this young man, you know, because he has all that energy in his fingers, and certainly I'm just trying to figure because seniors sometimes may be a little slower in reacting, but can bring a lot of wisdom in the classroom. Yes. So you are accepting seniors.
Yes. I'm going to simplify simplify the accordion lines and slow them down also.
Slow them down, you know, somewhat.
It's going to be a learning experience, like I said earlier, for me and also for the students. But it's going to be very, very simplified, very simplified.
Good.
Answer your question.
Besides joking, you know, and I think that it would be a learning opportunity for a lot of the young people who actually want to. They are amazed at seeing musicians, zydeco musicians on stage and play the accordion when you're looking at all these buttons that they have to touch in order to create the sounds. Mm. And if they make a mistake, you'll never know. They don't make mistakes, by the way.
Oh, no.
And when they play, because they are expert in what they do. And so if you want to learn how to play, at least get kind of a feeling of that. Here is an opportunity for you to be able to do so. Dr. DeWitt, you want to say something. I know
when you were asking whether seniors could take the class, I said, yes. Even you, JB, could take the class. But we've had seniors take the accordion class before and the fiddle class. So it wouldn't be the first time. So come on down.
Yeah. Well,
only clothes get old, man. Only clothes get old.
I didn't say I was old. I just say that if a senior, because I am a senior by name.
I was unaware of that until you told me that, man.
Yeah. I'm a senior by name. That's what it is. And
like the more people say, you take care of yourself.
Yes. Look, it was a pleasure having both of you in the studio. Same. And we'll keep reminding the listening audience of the opportunity, and they can enroll in this class. And if you provide me just a list of things, and I would certainly be able to do that, MC and I would do that for you and taking care and let folks know.
Thank you so much. I appreciate what you do in promoting the culture here at KRVS, man. So I want to give you my hats off. We appreciate you. I'm sure I could speak for other artists too, you know, when we say we appreciate what you do, man.
Yeah. Just keep it up. Keep up the tradition. Keep it up in a positive sense. And present yourself in a respectful manner. That's all we ask for.
Thank you.
You represent us when you get on the road and you say, that man is from Louisiana and Lafayette area. Those are the kind of product that is produced out of Lafayette. Mm-hmm. And you have it. You have it.
Thank you.
Do it very well. Thank you, Dr. DeWitt. And thank you, Lil Nate.
Thanks very much. And au revoir plus tard.
Ouais. A bientôt, monsieur.
you don't. Say you love me, baby. Turn around, yeah, you don't. What she do, she never satisfied. Well, I give a woman money, baby. No matter what she do, she never satisfied. I really love you, baby. Try to walk. We'll be right back.
It is 58 minutes past 11 o'clock, and we are now in the final, actually final closing part of our program here of Zydeco Sans Pensale. We just want to tell all of you, ladies and gentlemen, just thanks very much for tuning in at 8 o'clock this morning and just being with us for this long. Whatever you do in this weekend, just make sure you smile with someone. Because you know what? You can never run out of smile unless you decide you want to do that. Because you can carry it with you wherever you go and share it with someone. And be patient. There's a young lady who mentioned something, and I will never forget, and I had to compliment her that, because she said something to the pharmacists and the pharmacists, and she said, "Don't worry about it. We all make mistakes, and just be patient." Have a good weekend, and don't forget, stay tuned, for Herman Fuselier will follow up right at 12 midday. Have a good weekend.
Vous êtes à l'écoute de KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lac-Charles. This is Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles.